Today, maybe we will start from the last part, maybe of the Lamrim. Before we have finished a few points, so we will start from that point. Before that, maybe I want to wish to the all for the mothers for the today's being as a Mother Day. Now we'll talk about the generally the Buddhist point view of the now the sixth ruling. So yeah, so today we will talk about the six realms, okay? Those six realms about the point of view, okay? So in the day 11, in the liberation in the palms, it's talk about generally the suffering of the six realms. So generally, so most important thing is the Buddhism, because I think we have to understand the proper meaning of what the Buddhism it means. So very simple way, I always emphasize on the few points. In my life, so many people used to ask me one question. So that question that's always people used to ask me, what's the meaning of the life? So very simple, always used to say that living happily is the meaning of the life. So that's why the Buddhism is the one of the matter to teach us how to live the peacefully, how to live the happily. So that's why the main purpose of the while you are learning the Buddhism, you have to think that you are learning some of the matters which teach you how to live, which teaches you how to live the happily. That's the most important thing. Second thing is that after the learning the Buddhism, you have to improve the yourself. Learning the Buddhism, once you're not improved, then you are failed. Now the few things that also now we have to finish up till the day 11, liberation palm. What I spoke before, you can link, you can listen in the deepcard.com. If you can't hear you properly, don't worry. You can go on the deepcard.com, okay? You can listen over there. Okay. So one of the most important thing is we have finished the quiet maybe up till the day 11. So what you can do is that listen from the deepcard.com, okay? What I've talked before. Okay. Now we will start from the last session. Okay, last session we are talking about the sixth realm, no? So now it talks about generally thinking the suffering of the sixth realm. So now the six realms is now the one thing is that from that now the six realms generally it talks about the suffering of the human. Generally, when we're talking about the human suffering, it's teaching out how to overcome the challenges. So generally, what we have to accept the one thing that there is a suffering. In the human life, there is a challenge. That we have to accept it. That we have to understand it. So life is not perfect. So generally, if you look at the mathematics, when you say that the 2 plus 2, the answer with the 4, that is a perfect answer. So, but the life is not mathematic. So everything is, so life, there are so many things not perfect. But one thing we make the mistake that we feel that only in our life, the life is not, you are feeling that only in the our life there's a challenges. Only in the our life is not perfect. The persons make the mistake thinking that way. So that's why now it talks about the day 11, it talks about the suffering of all the humans. So that's why we have to understand that every human have the problems, not only you. So that is the one thing, okay? Now that's why, so here it's talked about the suffering of the human. So generally, whenever in the life challenges and the life problems, once we have overcome that, first we have to understand and accept the problem. Accept and understand the suffering. So that's why in the day 11 it's talked of the suffering of all the six villains. So that's why the one other point is that whenever we look at our problem, whenever we look at our life's challenges, we have to look at very holistic way, very vast way. So very holistic way and the very vast way is that we have to understand, or we have to know that the problems and the suffering is not in only in our life. Every human has the challenges. Every human has a difficulty. Every human has a suffering, not only you. So that's why in the day 11, in the liberation poem, that's why I talked of the suffering of the every humans. So day 11, you can see they talked to the suffering of the human as a man. There are the three main sufferings of the human. They are the few main suffering of the human. So if you mean suffering of the human is that the first, the suffering of the human is something like that. So generally the illness, suffering of the illness, suffering of the death, suffering of the uncertainty. These three are the main problems of the human life. Yeah, so these are the main sufferings. So these are the main suffering of the human life. So not only that is the suffering of our life, it's the suffering of the all of the humans. So one more thing is that we have to understand that, as I told you before, when you look at the suffering, you have to look at a very holistic view, very vast view, that you should not think that whatever the challenges, whatever the difficulties you are facing, that you should not think that only you that are facing the difficulties. So generally, the people's way of the people thinking is very strange, that whenever they're having the problems or the difficulties, they will think that why me? Why not other? Why me? Okay, so why me? So in case, if you win the $10,000 lottery, if you win the $10,000 lottery, you won't ask this question, why me? Why not other? So that's why the generally people's way is that when you come the difficulties and the challenges, then you will feel the why me? Why I'm suffering, not others? When you achieve some good things, you won't ask this question, the why me, not others. So that's why Buddhism is also saying that we have to do the exactly opposite what we are doing right now. When you achieve something, when you got something, good things, you have to ask this question, why me, not others? When you have feel the suffering, when you have the difficulties, you should not ask this question. You have to think that everyone have that suffering. Everyone have the difficulties. So what happened is that when you are feeling, when you achieve something, when you got something, when you achieve the good things, when you ask the why me, not others, if you ask this question, later that you will feel that you are really lucky. Okay, so that you have to think. When you are having the difficulties, when you think that when you are having the difficulties, when you just, when you are having the difficulties, so when you are having the difficulties, when you are having the difficulties and the problems, so when you ask that, why me, why not others, then you make that your difficulties or challenges, it will become more worse. You will feel it more depressed. So that's why here in the day 11, it's talked of the human suffering. So when it talks about the human suffering, it's teaching us to look at the suffering in the very vast way, very holistic way, not very narrow, not very passive. So that's why it's talked about the every human's the suffering. So that's why the Buddha, when he was giving the first teaching, he talks about the suffering. So Buddha always feels that to challenge the suffering, to overcome the suffering, first step to the challenging the suffering is the understanding the suffering. So that's why Buddha told that that's why he talks about the suffering. When he was giving the teaching at the Four Noble Truths, and the first time when he gave the teaching, he talked about the suffering. So he feels that the understanding the suffering is the first step to overcome the suffering, to challenge the suffering. So that's why Buddha told that the ignorance is the worst suffering. But the totally different in the English, there is one saying, ignorance is a bliss. Ignorance is bliss. So from the English, they're saying that ignorance is a bliss. Buddha told that the ignorance is the worst suffering. So that's why Buddha felt the understanding of the suffering is the most important to overcome the suffering. That's why he told that the suffering, the first teaching. Yeah. So English, they feel that English, they're saying that the ignorance of bliss, ignorance of happiness. So we can see that the ignorance is a happiness or the suffering. One occasion, I was walking with my student, say in the South India. So passing from the one of the very narrow passage, I'm just going from that narrow passage. So narrow passage, and both sides are there, quite a high wall. There's a very short passage, and both edge of that passage was a very high wall. So I was just passing from passage. So I just passed over. I just went the that side of the passage, side walk, by walking by one of the sides. My student have not followed me. My student was just standing quite behind, quite far away. So I told that, why you are not following me? Why you are not coming after me? I just asked him. He from that side, he just pointed to the roadside and told there is a snake. I never saw the snake when I was passing that on the passage. So that I was so amazed, and I told, wow, I didn't see the snake. So then he told me that ignorance is a bliss. Now you have to look this point. If the snake bite me at that time, then ignorance is the worst suffering. That's why Buddha told that ignorance is a suffering. So that's why to understand. So that's why Buddha taught to overcome the suffering. First important thing is we have to understand the suffering. That's why he taught the sufferings, about the suffering. When the patients, what have to do? When the patients overcome his disease, first the patient have to understand that he is not feeling well. When the patients insist that he is well, you cannot treat that patient at all. So that's why that's important thing is that you have to know that they are the sufferings. So that's why to overcome the suffering, that's why with the talk, the understanding, accepting the sufferings. There is one man, there is one gentleman who cannot hear the very properly. So he went to buy the hearing aid. Because he cannot hear the properly, so he just went to buy the hearing aid. Then the shopkeeper has shown the different things, different hearing aid. So different, he asked the price. Every the hearing aid prices goes above the $100 above the $100. So that that man told the shopkeeper that this is the price is too expensive. I want to buy the hearing aid. It's around only the $10. So yeah, he told that I have the one hearing aid which costs around the $10. So he just showed him the one hearing aid, and he just asked him to put that machine in your pocket and put the wire in your ear. Put the one wire in the ear and the machine in your pocket. Yep. He just gave him the $10 machine. Then he told that you have to keep that machine in your pocket and put that wire in your ear. Then you will hear, you can hear. So what happened is that then man, he was quite happy because he got that in the $10. So he tried to press the button of that machine, but that machine button is not working at all. So then the man asked the shopkeeper, "This machine is not working. How can, will I hear better when I use this machine?" So the shopkeeper told him that, "Yeah, you can hear better." So that man was very little bit angry, and he told that, "This machine is not working. How can you say that it will help me?" Then the shopkeeper told, "Yeah, the machine is not working. Machine won't work. But when you put that machine in your pocket and they keep the wire in your ear, people will talk louder to you when they talk with you. That's the people will talk louder with you. That's why you can hear better." Okay, so that's why same thing. Now they're accepting the suffering. Now they are the methods. Method is that there are the many different methods. Okay, now what we have to find is the best method, not like this machine. Okay, $10 machine. Okay, best method. Generally, every humans, when we have the difficulties, we will try to find the every methods because we are biological. You will see that in the body cell and the body in the body cell, the obstacles comes in our body, but the cells, our body cell will try to block it. Every of the external germs, when they enter in our body, our germs inside our body try to block it. Same thing that every difficulties when it comes, we will try to find the every solutions, but sometimes we won't get the right solution to overcome the difficulties. So same thing like that. Now here's the, when the difficulties, when we are talking about the Buddha's talking about the suffering of the sixth realm, this is teaching out the first method, how to look at the difficulties. We have the first step is that whenever you have to look at the suffering or the problems, what you have to look at from that, you have to understanding. You have to accept that the difficulties not only for the you, suffering not only for the everyone having the suffering. This is the first step. Then the second thing is that Buddha, as we talked the last, as we talked the before, the second thing is that then Buddha have talked about the here, the talk about the impermanent issue, impermanent. So as we talk about the impermanent is that every suffering is impermanent. It will not remain the forever. Okay, this is the second thing. Third thing is now here in the, I mean in the liberation palm, after that they talk about the taking the refuge to the Buddha. Taking the refuge to the three jewels, yeah. Generally, in our life, when they have the difficulty, when we face it, if we have someone to the prayer, then it will give us the one of the inner strength. We will get the one of the strength from inside. Okay, so that's why the refuge. Okay, now that's why you talk about the prayer of the taking the refuge. Praying the refuge here, the left refuge, it's you have to take the refuge to the merit field. So merit field is so the merit field is come with the every three jewels inside of the merit field. There is three jewels. So as I told you before, so there's a two. So generally, though, when you have to someone through the prayer, someone through the prayer, then you will get the one of the inner strength. So that's why whenever you look at the difficulties, whenever you look at the stress things, issues, when it comes up, first just you can just start to pray for the merit field to not only you, may the all, you have to pray that may the all of the sentient beings overcome this, like this difficulties. So in my life, I have met so many peoples, especially when I met so many depressed people. To meeting with the depressed people, the best way of the helping them, I will tell you the one of the secret best way of helping them. Listening their problem, that's all. Listening the patiently their old problems. Because the persons that when the depressed people, they become so depressed when they cannot share their problem, they cannot talk their problem. That's the one of the reason. In my life, I met so many depressed people. Most of them, first they will share the all their problem, talk about it, then they will cry. After the crying, they feel a little bit relaxed. Then they will only they will listen. Then I talk. So that's why the prayer is something like that you have the taking out of the your inner I mean the difficulties. So that's why whenever we face any difficulties or challenges, then you can start the prayers for the three jewels or the merit field. When you are praying, that you are just sharing your problem. So that's why whether the all of the your prayer will answer or not answer, whether whatever you prayed, whether you will get that answered or whether it will be come true or not, that's a totally different question. Tibetan, we have the one saying, when people get desperate, they will pray. When the people get desperate, they will pray. You got that? When people get desperate, they will pray to the God. When a God get desperate, they will tell a lie. When a God gets desperate, they will tell a lie. Yeah, so now here you will find the two things, that the person who believes in the three jewels getting the desperate, when the person who have nothing to believe, when they get the desperate. In this situation, the desperate, it makes a big difference. When the people who believes in the three jewels, they have someone to the prayer. When there is nothing, when they do not believe in the three jewels, they have no one to pray. That's make the difference between the people who have the belief in the three jewels or who don't have the belief in the three jewels. They make it make the big difference at the state of the desperate. When desperate situation, when the people do not believe in any three jewels, they have no one to the pray. People who have the belief in the three jewels, at least they have to someone to pray. When they have the pray, they will get the hope. When there is a hope, then there is a life. I think I told you this several times. When there is a hope, then there is everything. When you lose the hope, then you lose everything. Yeah, so that's why the human mind works are very strange. When at the desperate situation, when you cannot control your mind properly, then even that the situation problem might be very small, you will see it as a very big problem. So that's why the Newton have told the one thing. So Newton have lost, I think, the quite huge of the money while he was investing in the South Sea Company share market. They call the South Sea Company or something like that in share market. It is written in his life story. So he have lost the quite huge of the money in the while he was investing in the share market of the South Sea Company at that time. So he told the one thing, that after that, when he was losing the money in the share market. So he told that he can calculate the motion of the universe, but he cannot calculate the madness of the people. But the Buddha calculate the madness of the human. So that's why at the desperate situation, as I told you, desperate situation, people, when they get desperate, even the problem might be very small, they will see it as a very big problem. So that's why when you're in the desperate situation, when you have to summon to the prayer, when they ready to pray, that will get one of the inner strength. One occasion, I was giving the teaching in the prison in Taiwan. The other day, someone have asked me the question, but their question is, the person won't ask me directly, they have written question. So in one written question, one prisoner will ask me the question, that the very sad question, very sad question. So he asked me that I have no chance to go out of this prison. I don't want to leave. I want to die. You suggest. Right. So you can see that when the person in the desperate situation, even they now lose the hope for the living. Very sad. So he asked me that he have no chance to go out of the prison. He don't want to leave. He want to die. What do you suggest? This is his question. Still, we keep that this old question. See. So these also, when they in the desperate situation, people lose the hope to the living. They are willing to die. Because once they have the hope, they won't do like that. Yeah. So in that prison, I met some prisoner. Very amazing thing. They told me that they read a lot of the books of the meditation. So they told me that they are doing the 10 hour, 12 hour meditation in prison. So at that time in the Taiwan prison, I told them that maybe you will obtain the Buddhahood in the Taiwan prison. So you can see the differences. Now you can see they are living the same condition. They are living in the one same prison. But once we have the belief on someone, three jewels, they have the one way. They will give the one way of the living. They will make that their life as a very positive way. Once they have no one to the pray, when they want to know one, they don't believe it. They really, then their only choice is like that. Okay, so yeah, so as you can see now that as I told you before, that now when you look at these two situation in the prison, so I just saw the two situation. One, the person who have the belief, the three jewels, they have the some of the solutions or the way to live in that like this prison condition. Once we have no one to believe, so they have no choice or the way. So this is a very important issue. So this is the also now we have to what we have to know is that what we have to know is that the so that's why now this when we're the challenge overcome the challenging or the overcome the difficulties. Now the one thing is just for the start prayers for the three jewels or the pray for the marriage retreat. So in the day 12 in the and the liberation path, then after this talking of the human suffering, then they talk about the refuge. So for the what you have to do is now here that's why that the refuge is a some of the refuge is something like the praying or the totally taking the faith on the three jewels. Okay, now the three jewels they talk of the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I think you all know. Okay, so that's why Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. So that's why the Buddha is a something like that, the persons who have eliminated the, all of the negative thoughts. So that's why, from Buddhism point of view, what we are saying is that everyone has that potential to become the Buddha. So that I think I always used to tell, no? Once you achieve the Buddhahood before than me, then you know what you have to do, no? I think you all know, yeah? Do you remember? Okay, fine, that's important, okay. Okay, so that's important, okay. Okay, so this is the, so yeah, then on the Buddha. Now the Dharma is something like, the Dharma is what the Buddha's teaching. That's the most important thing is the Buddha's teaching, to understanding the Buddha's teaching is very important. So Buddha's teaching, generally Buddha's teaching, the Dharma, Buddha's teaching. So once you have to understand the Buddha's teaching, it's just like that you are learning the some of the matter to of the living. I always used to say that the Dharma, Buddha Dharma is a life logic. It's just the synonyms of the life logic. So generally, so there are the many subjects you can study, the sociology, biology, psychology. So you won't get the subject of the life logic. But I always used to say that Dharma is the life logic. It teaches how to live. Yeah, so today maybe I will stop here, because today this is the first, I mean, the class of this Vaisak month. So maybe it will better if you do the some of the small prayer. And this is the first day of the class of our Vaisak month. If you are having the Guru Puja book, just read the Guru Puja, okay? So today is the first class of this Vaisak month. Also, this is a very holy month. But the strange thing is that this month, usually the Tibetan Baisak and the Indian Baisak, sometimes they have a little difference in the time, in the lunar calendar, is the differences. This time it comes to the same month. Okay, today I will stop here, okay, a little bit early, because now you do all the Guru Pujas, okay? This is the first, the class of the Baisak month, yeah? Okay, thank you.